Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight. Tonight we have a show called How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall? Well, actually, the way you get to Carnegie Hall is the old canard you practice. But the musicians that we are going to present tonight really practice long hours to get there. So we're going to hear Benny Goodman and the famous 1938 Carnegie Hall concert that started everything. Spirituals to Swing. We're going to hear Louis Armstrong. The debut of Oscar Peterson and Ray Brown together. Lionel Hampton and Duke Ellington in the first hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And that's going to be coming your way right here following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall on Jazz Unlimited. Everything tonight was recorded at Carnegie Hall, and the time frame ranges from 1938 to 2007. So there's a lot of different styles of music to play for you. We're going to start with something from the first Carnegie Hall jazz concert, and this was the Benny Goodman concert. We're going to hear the Benny Goodman Quartet playing Avalon. Thank you. started, How Do I Get to Carnegie Hall, with Avalon, played by the Benny Goodman Quartet, at the first jazz concert ever held at Carnegie Hall in 1938. And it's Benny Goodman on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Lionel Hampton on vibes, and Gene Krupa on drums. And we've got more Benny Goodman, the very famous Sing, Sing, Sing from that concert, Louis Armstrong, Lionel Hampton, Duke Ellington, Bud Powell Trio, and more Duke Ellington. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we have a set of two from the Spirituals to Swing concerts in 1938 and 1939 that were organized by John Hammond. The first one is the Basie Band with Hot Lips Page on trumpet in 1938, and the tune is Blues with Lips. And then Paging the Devil, and this is the Kansas City Six with Buck Quayton on trumpet, Lester Young on tenor, Charlie Christian on electric guitar, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums in 1938. Notice how this thing just seems to float. Thank you. Thank you. And that was a set of two from the Spirituals to Swing concerts at Carnegie Hall in 1938 and 39. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight on How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall. First one was the Blues with Lips with Hot Lips Page on trumpet with a Basic Band in 1938. And then Page and the Devil from the Kansas City Six of Buck Clayton on trumpet, Buster Young on tenor, Charlie Christian on electric guitar, Freddie Green on piano, Walter Page bass, and Joe Jones on drums in 1939. We've got Louis Armstrong, Oscar Peterson, Lionel Hampton, some Duke Ellington, and then in the second hour, Bud Powell, Charlie Parker, and Dizzy Gillespie, and Billie Holiday. So some really good stuff coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. And now the famous Sing, 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 recorded live at Carnegie Hall. The Benny Goodman Band with Benny on clarinet, Harry James on trumpet, Gene Krupa on drums, and Jess Stacy playing a marvelous piano solo in 1938. That'll be coming your way following the station break. We'll be right back. listening to How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out. And we heard the very famous version of Sing, 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 played by the Benny Goodman Band at the first Carnegie Hall concert in 1938. Benny's on clarinet, Harry James on trumpet, Jess Stacy on piano, and Gene Krupa on drums. We've got Lionel Hampton and Duke Ellington. We're going to hear the Bud Powell Trio, Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, Billie Holiday, Woody Herman, and Keith Jarrett. So please stay tuned to music recorded at Carnegie Hall. And now we're going to have a set of two. The first one is Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars playing St. James Infirmary. He's on trumpet and vocal with Jack Teagarden on trombone and vocal, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Dick Carey on piano, Arvel Shaw on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums in 1947. And that one is a track that is not available anywhere else except on a mosaic set of live Louis Armstrong. And then Carnegie Blues, with Oscar Peterson on piano and Ray Brown on bass in 1949. And in a publicity stunt, Norman Granz, who ran the concert, planted Oscar Peterson in the audience and then called him up. And this is a 1949 recording at Carnegie Hall.
Thank you.
Dennis Owsley, and that was a set of two recorded at Carnegie Hall on our show called How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall. The first one was St. James Infirmary by the Louis Armstrong All-Stars with Jack Teagarden on trombone and vocal and Louis on trumpet and vocal at Carnegie in 1947, and then Oscar Peterson on piano and Ray Brown on bass in 1949 playing Carnegie Blues. Now, this was Oscar Peterson's U.S. debut. We've got the Bud Powell Trio, Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker and Billie Holiday coming up in the second hour. And now we've got Evil Gal Blues following the station break with the Lionel Hampton Orchestra, 1945 with Dinah Washington on vocal, and then Black and Tan Fantasy going back to 1943 with the Ellington Orchestra, Duke on piano, Sonny Greer on drums and timpani, Shorty Baker on trumpet, Johnny Hodges on alto, and Tricky Sam Natten on trombone, right here on Jazz Unlimited, following the station break.
Cause I'll empty your pockets and
And this set of two concluded How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall and the first hour of Jazz Unlimited. First one was Evil Gal Blues with the Lionel Hampton Orchestra with Dinah Washington on a vocal in 1945, and then Black and Tan Fantasy from 1943 with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Please stay tuned for the second hour, and we're going to hear the Bud Powell Trio, Duke Ellington again with the debut of Wendell Marshall, Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, and Billie Holiday, following the station break.